Well, I guess it didn't have to be all me. I just kind of chose to do that as my way of going out, because this is my last piece ever with WHJE. But I wanted to do it myself without the help of freesound.org this time. And these sounds include the marimba notes you hear in the melody in the counter that you've heard before in other pieces, as well as the vibes from previous works for the chord progression. The bass, which is a true concert bass drum that I spliced down and increased the reverb on. The snare, that is actually a clip from a hi-hat. The can opening is legitimately me opening a can in the kitchen, just cut down to only a small part of it, and with some effects on it. And the distortion that you hear is just the bass effect, but with certain sound effects on it in order to distort the sound. So yeah, now you know how I made the song, but not necessarily what other people might think of the song. So this leads me to my last part of this podcast, which is some feedback from Josh Appleton.
Hi, my name is Josh Appleton, and I'm a senior at Carmel High School.
All right, so I know you produce your own beats. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
So I started in probably about 2014 is when I started with it, just making beats from different samples that I had on my computer. And I was like, hey, you know, I kind of like this. So I started investing money into it, lots of money into it over the course of a couple years. And now I'm where I am, and I just have the ability to basically do whatever I want with it. I have enough equipment and enough knowledge that I can really just do whatever I want with it. I make a lot of beats from scratch, and then also I sample a lot of different things for fun. Like I've made several different remixes of several different SpongeBob songs and stuff like that, and a Wonder Pets trap remix just for fun, you know.
It's a good time. What software do you use?
I use Logic Pro X.
And how's that?
I think it's a really easy software to use once you get a grip on it. I started in, I think it was called Mixcraft, but I only used that for like a couple months, and then I tried Fruity Loops, and I'm not a fan of it. I mean, I have it and I can use it. I'm just not a fan of it. And now I'm in Logic Pro X, and that's just what I've learned to use, and it works well for me.
All right, so we obviously use different software here. I just use Adobe Audition. But I would still like to know what you think of the song itself, okay, even though we work with different.
Right. All right, it's all the same thing. I mean, people use different softwares. I work with different producers. Most of the producers that I work with, they work in Fruity Loop Studio. But it's all essentially the same files, the same audio files, if it's MIDI files or WAV files or anything, they're all essentially the same thing. It's just a matter of the plugins that you use and the formats that you put the audio files into. But, I mean, the workstations are all the same no matter what software you're using. So,
all right. And then on a not producer scale, what do you think of the song? Just listening to it.
What do I think of it?
Yeah.
I like it. I like that you made it yourself with real instruments, and you recorded a real instrument to do that, because not a lot of people do that. People just go straight to pre-recorded sounds. So I think that's really exciting that you were able to do that.
And kind of going along that note, my biggest challenge was recording everything and then having to manually make it into something that is usable in a software. So what would you say is the most technically challenging part of producing something for you?
So I use software instruments when I do my beats. Sometimes I'll record different live sounds, but I like to use software instruments. I have plenty of different plugins that have lots of different software instruments in there. And my thing that I struggle with the most is writing melody, because that's just incredibly difficult. And sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm going to start with the drums, because it's really easy to start with the drums, because drums are really simple. You know, it's just kicks, snares, and hats, which is really simple. But most of the time, I'll start off with a melody, and before I find something interesting, I'll probably go through five or six different melodies that I'll just completely, like, I'll write it out, and then I'll just scrap it and write a new one, because yes, this works, but it's just not what I want to do right now. So writing the melody is definitely the hardest part.
Yeah, I get that. When I'm making my own, I've made a few original tracks, and the worst part is the first, like, 2 weeks where you're just sitting there with your notes and you're putting them into whatever you want.
Right.
And you're listening to it and you're like, I hate this. Delete it all. Start again.
Yep.
That's the worst part.
I do that too often.
It sucks. All right. Then going back to this song, what would you have done differently? besides probably use your own software.
Snares, definitely. Because you have, I think you could just benefit from, your drums just aren't prevalent enough within the song. Like, you really get the melody and everything, and you can really hear all the notes and all that, but your drums are just way too quiet. You could bring them out more and get a more pronounced snare and some better kicks as well. And I think that would definitely benefit you there.
Yeah, that's definitely tricky because I'm left with traditional concert instruments to produce a non-traditional sound, right?
Right.
So then I'm ending up using a concert bass drum and splicing it down. Basically what I did for that concert bass drum, you're laughing, I know, it's pretty bad. I take the concert bass drum, I take it into the software, I splice it so that way it begins in the right place, and then I pretty much go through every possible effect I can possibly think of in order to make it sound how I want it to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I'm given a list of bass drums or whatever that I want to use bass hits, and then I can be like, okay, I like this one. I have to go through and make it, which sucks.
So did you use your bass drum for your snares on there as well?
I used a hi-hat, actually, for my snares.
Why didn't you use an actual snare for your snares?
Do you know how much reverberation is on a regular snare hit?
Yes, but you still could have worked with it.
I could have worked with it. I tried working with it. Mm-hmm. It was just so nasty and messy that when it came to chopping it down in such a small like space of time,
right,
it didn't work out. So it ended up working better to use the hi-hat, although it didn't have the lower pitch that I wanted it to have.
Mm-hmm.
It worked out better to use the hi-hat just because of the space and time. So
if you do want to get around to, you know, changing something with that, I would say go for the snare and just put some EQ on it and filter out all of like the high end area stuff, everything on the high end over there. And you could really narrow that sound down just to that middle region there. And that would do it for you. I personally think that would do it for you, or at least that would get you started on the right track. So
yeah. And I mean, it's also a personal taste thing because you said like the drums weren't enough, like prevalent enough in the track.
Right.
I didn't really want the drums to be as prevalent in the track. I wanted the bass to be more. I wish the bass could be more. But other than that, I was fine with what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I guess that's more personal taste.
It is.
I'm
not judging you.
No, I know.
This is rap, so I mean, you gotta like...
You gotta do what you...
Take certain things into account.
Yeah. Any closing thoughts?
I think you matched it up pretty well. I was listening to it last night, and I had the actual song going and yours going as well, and things lined up pretty well. You got the all of the vocals were pretty well defined within there, and they matched up pretty well, which I liked. That was cool, you know. I just to see how you were able to do all this diversity within the song with just your marimba, so that was pretty good. Drums. That's really just my main thing. That was the one thing that I thought, first thing that I thought. But I mean, we all have different tastes, you know, so we're all looking for something different. But I mean, if you're going to cover a rap beat, it's really those drums, they have to slap, man. You gotta go hard.
You're right. They do gotta slap a little bit. I don't know how much I got it to slap, but I'm, for what it's worth and the time that I spent on it, I'm pretty happy with where it is.
I am too, yeah.
All right.
I think you did a great job.
Thanks for talking to me.
Of course.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you on my final project for WHJE.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. All right, thanks. This has been Katie Piedra closing out on the last episode of The Sound of Stuff for WHJE. For previous episodes and work similar to this, go to whje.com. Thanks for listening. It means a lot. It's been a great run, and I'm so proud to call myself a WHJE alumna.